101.7 FM, AM 920, KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:24. Good morning. 70 degrees in downtown Wadena, and we are saying good morning to Wadena Mayor George Dice. He is live in studio joining us today. Hey, George, how's it going?
Hey, CJ. It's going good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You know, it's going to be a hot one today, but it's been overall a pretty good summer, a pretty busy summer, and this is the first time we've gotten to talk to you in a little bit, and why don't we just spend this time first off recapping a little bit of June Jubilee from your perspective as the mayor. Kind of what part did you have in getting everything ready? What did you do during the weekend, and what were your overall thoughts?
Well, my thoughts were it was just fantastic. A lot of people in town. The format of moving the parade to Saturday, so there's stuff going on when the parade is over. It's great. The concert was fantastic. As far as what I did, I was not on any of the committees, but I just said I'd volunteer wherever they needed me to volunteer, including the ice-cold dunking booth, which it was all right. It was warm. The water was cold, but the temperature was warmer. But, yeah, it was just great. Kudos to everybody that was involved in it.
It was a really, really fun weekend. A lot of stuff happening, and you know, it's just kind of fun. I mean, every town gets to have that every single summer where they get to kind of have their weekend. But to see it happen in Wadena, and to see it packed with people and all the businesses getting a ton of that kind of foot traffic, that's got to be good for you to see from a mayor's perspective.
It is. It is just great when you look in a storefront and there's people lined up at the counter waiting to order, or the tables are all full. It is neat.
And I think it kind of goes to show how good of a weekend it was when after the Aaron Simmons concert, it rained. And instead of everybody packing up and saying, good day, we're going home, everybody went to Drastic. They went to the Elks Lodge. They went to they went to everywhere across downtown and stayed at the bar for a couple more drinks.
That's right. It was nice to see. They didn't flee town. They stayed here.
Yeah. So. A lot of fun. A lot of good stuff going on. Hey, George, what else is going on with the city of Wadena since we got you in studio?
Well, of course, today all city offices are closed. It's a state holiday, so the offices are closed and the library is closed, but back to business again tomorrow. On Friday afternoon, Senator Klobuchar came into town, met at the city office with her, our city administrator, another council member, the county commissioner chair, and our county coordinator. And she just wanted to go through, you know, kind of some of the struggles that Wadena is having these days. And the big topics there was lack of housing, lack of child care, and the workforce. Mm-hmm. And we had a nice discussion. She was in Park Rapids, came down here, and she was heading to Detroit Lakes when she left here. But anyway, she listened to what we had to say. Whether anything happens, you never know. But we got to voice our opinions anyways. And, of course, Highway 10 at our last council meeting, we came to a consensus or a majority vote on the proposal that was best liked by everyone. There still can be a few changes to it and stuff. So now MnDOT can move to their next stage, which is land acquisition and stuff, now that they kind of have an idea of where the plan is going to lay out at. And so people will be reaching out to property owners and business owners and stuff, working with them. And then it'll move to the next stage when it comes to the council again for municipal consent.
Sure. And so, you know, obviously it's a big process trying to talk about that Highway 10 project, but you mentioned people got to select which one they like. Can you give us a little bit more information on kind of which one won out?
Well, version layout to version 1 point something. Version 2 is the one that MnDOT would like us to do. One of the council members, one is like version one, and there was just kind of a couple differences in how driveways were going to lay out and stuff. So we got a meeting coming up again with MnDOT talking about the difference between the two. The main thing would be the full access point. Looks like it'll be between Miracles and Heidenfer, where that access is, and 9th Street will have a right in, right out, and farther down the road, there'll be a couple right-ins, right-outs. And coming back the other way, there'll be two more right-in, right-outs.
Sure.
So, and then a roundabout on each end, one down on the corner by the new hospital and the other one up by Harry and Rich Drive.
And, you know, when people kind of hear the word roundabout, they kind of get a little, oh, my God, you know, it's something that's a little bit kind of making its way across. But, you know, it's kind of something that's really taken, trying to find the right way to word it, but you've just kind of seen a lot more popping up lately.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of what's the, for those who don't know, just kind of what's the upside to a roundabout?
So what a roundabout does, and you're seeing them even in residential districts. I mean, when you get into St. Cloud, Sartell and stuff. There's little one-lane roundabouts on every block, just about. But the main thing about a roundabout, it slows traffic down to speed it up is kind of their motto there. And does it make less accidents? No, but it makes less dangerous accidents. So rather than having a T-bone or a head-on, you know, you're going to get maybe a side scrape where somebody didn't move over far enough. Our roundabouts will be a two-lane roundabout following the two-lane highway. It'll be just basically a pretty simple roundabout because it'll only be one exit off unless you're going straight. So if you're coming east or if you're going west, you either go off to the hospital or go on to Harry and Rich Drive or you go straight.
Sure. And, you know, sometimes people talk about, you know, if you're moving big trucks, if you're doing whatever, school buses, is that challenging for a roundabout or does the two lanes kind of make it a little bit easier for that traffic? Or is it one of those roundabouts where if a semi has to, they can kind of drive right over top of it?
No, the semi can't drive right over top of it. But they said the radius will accommodate the long trucks. There'll be a little shoulder on their map. They kind of show it so the semi has a little more swing room. They even say there's a possibility, and I'm hoping they're right, that these big propellers that go through town on these long, long trailers, they'll be able to go through these roundabouts. They'll just take up the whole roundabout when they go through. So basically, you know, when they came through now, if they came through a major intersection, they had to block off traffic so they could get through. So it'd be basically the same thing.
Sure. All right. Well, George, anything else while we got you here? Is that that pretty much it?
Well, county fair coming up across, so everybody get out there and enjoy that. As I mentioned to you earlier, I hope it's as successful as June Jubilee was. Airports having their fly-in breakfast, that's coming up this weekend. A lot of businesses making some changes. Barbecue Smokehouse, their addition is moving on. The old Stoneman Oil building is down, and it's a pretty flat lot now, and they're working out there. The Dairy Queen, last I heard, they were hoping to be opened up by the end of June. And, of course, the bakery down below and one building down opened up last Tuesday. And so, yeah, neat things going on.
A lot of neat things happening in Wadena, George. One last question, and we'll let you get out of here. Fair food, what's your favorite thing to get at the Wadena County Fair?
Oh, fair food for me. I love the milkshakes from the Dairy Association. That's one of our first stops. We go over there. Of course, the old standbys, if you can get a good deep fat fried corn dog or deep fat fried donuts, those are great. But yeah, I would have to say the milkshakes are the best.
I got multiple milkshakes last year at the fair, and I'm probably going to end up doing the same thing. So, you know, I just got to prepare myself for that already.
That's right.
All right, George, thanks for stopping in, and we hope to chat with you real soon.
All right, thanks, CJ. Have a great day.
That's Wadena Mayor George Dice. He stops in with us on some Mondays to talk about what's going on in the city of Wadena. If you missed any part of this interview, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, for the full version.